We're all ready
for tonight. How about you, sugar?
You are listening to my show with Undercover Steve.
Hello. Look, echo. Echo. Hello. It's a really big closet we're in. Shan's probably sitting downstairs just laughing. Well, I brought Sarah up here because I don't like her honor to be impugned in the chat room.
Oh, man.
From my nasty chatters.
But
I brought her up here because she's working on the trashing show for the one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know, I came up with that motto. They had it worded different. Shane had it worded all kind of backwards, but I think that's because he's Korean.
He's gonna fight you. Yeah. He's come up here closet.
Not if he likes his coffee beans.
Oh shit.
Which
withholding coffee.
Speaking of, I have to get some of that. But anyway, you guys are working on all kinds of crazy stuff for this trash and show. There's gonna be like runway models and such. Are you one of these models?
No.
You're not going up there?
Can you see me modeling? Hell no.
Yeah. Those shoes you wear and that voice I saw you break out at Rainbow Mountain last weekend. I could see you. I could see your grace and elegance parading up and down that catwalk.
No. I'm actually uncomfortable and things like that. But no, Kristen will be there. She's teaching everyone.
Oh, okay.
She modeled professionally for some high-end company in New York, traveled all over the place. So.
Nice.
And then there's going to be makeup artist. Blondie Salon is hosting the
yes,
hair
that's
makeup.
Right.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that earlier. And then now this is next Saturday, the 7th, down here at the Living Room, which is right next door to the Sherman Theater. It's going to be really, really intensely awesome. This is going to be hard to top this one, I think, after this. What's the next group show after that, and how is it even going to come close?
Oh, I have no idea. You'd have to ask Shane.
We'll see when we get there.
He's head of the committee.
But I wanted to preface this a little bit, just in the sense that I don't know what went wrong, but for some reason, part of my interview did not record properly. And yeah, it's loud when people come in and out here.
Oh my God, the hell! I felt like someone was being murdered.
Something happened, and you cannot hear Mike at all for the first half of our conversation. And then the call just dropped. And when it came back, it sounds much better. So I basically only have the back half of the conversation to go through, to go with here. And I mixed in a bunch of the songs. Uh-oh. Shane's angry.
Angry Shane.
I didn't say which Korean. I just said Korean.
Can I clarify a few things here?
Okay. Shane is responsible for this trash and show, by the way.
Number one. Originally, the saying that I was always told was, one man's junk is another man's treasure. And you corrected me and said, one man's trash. And I don't necessarily think...
Mine was more poetic.
Yeah, I see that now, which is why we went with
syntax.
That name. Okay. What else did we talk about? What were we talking about?
You're Korean.
Oh, yeah, me being Korean, which, by the way, I did hijack your chat room as well. So, but also... how are we topping this? The next group show that we're having is, the theme is identity. We're doing a masquerade ball and some kind of crazy event that will reveal details later.
All right,
and we're also doing a glow-in-the-dark show
in
November.
All right. Well, look. Now, these go every other one are the group shows, right?
Yes.
It's like every other month is a group show, and in between that are local, like, spotlight.
Solo shows, but our solo shows are four people at a time.
Oh, okay.
So, even the solo shows, there's still a decent amount of people, and we try to pick, like, a vast contrast of artists for those, so.
Hence mm-hmm. Parsons.
Hence Michael Colbeck. Parsons, John Colbeck versus Andrea Robbins-Rimberg, president of the Arts Council, and
it's very
and Joyce Baumbach. So,
and, I mean, like, white and black.
Yes, absolutely.
Totally. I don't know. I mean, this is going to be something else next Saturday.
Next Saturday is going to be insane.
The 7th, it starts at 6 o'clock.
We have so much involvement from the community, Blondie Salon. We have four makeup artists. Blondie Salon is doing all the hair.
Yeah, I would have killed these names trying to read these before. The name Kathy
and
the other.
I don't know how to pronounce Kathy's last name, but four makeup artists, we're just going to say for right now.
Vanessa's going to be here.
Yes, Vanessa will be here. She's helping out all day.
She does amazing tattoo work.
She does everything amazing. She's
free
awesome.
Freehand man.
Yeah. We have the Sherman lending their hand a little bit with some of the lighting and helping set up, and because they know it's going to be a pretty big deal too.
Be pyro? So,
what's that?
Is there going to be pyro?
Is there going to be a pyro?
Pyro.
Is there... no, but we are going to have some fog.
Okay.
Going to have some fog. Shut up. We don't talk about fire.
All right. Well, listen, I have to get back to the interview I did with Mike Cusimano, my buddy Cuzo. But thank you for coming up. And
I have to clarify some stuff.
Yeah, because okay. I forget a lot of stuff.
Botching it.
Yeah, I do that. I do that often. I want to thank Shane and Sarah for coming up here and clearing the air, so to speak. All right, now I'm going to play a song from Prowler because these are the guys that we used to play and hang out with back in the 80s in high school and stuff like that. And, of course, they've gone on to do much more stuff like the Night Stalker and Leaders you heard just now. That was Scott LePage with Hades. Before that, some Nuclear Soul, who we had a lot of fun at Lemoore's with those boys, let me tell you. And some Nasty Savage, a little Wayback Machinage. But now I'm gonna let this interview roll out after a song from Prowler's original EP, Prowling Death Squad. And then after that, some of the Ministry of Hate stuff will be mixed through and in throughout the interview, as I often do when a particular song comes up in conversation. I usually like to throw the song in there. But those who come to my chat room regularly know that already. And whatever Shane said in my name down in the chat room, I completely disavow. Here on my show, Pocono Net Broadcast Company, downtown Stroudsburg. I'm Undercover Steve.
Retribution! when thy bloodlust is quenched, go forth and find thy lowly sheep and lead them on to the slaughter. And from that slaughter, the sky will bleed energy, and its blood will form a name. Thy name is Malik Man, Destroyer.
Unfortunately, this interview had to be edited because apparently you can't hear Mike in the whole first half of the interview. So you're only getting about half the conversation, but I'm sure he'll be on again or I'll get Scott on here, and I apologize greatly for that. You want to act it out?
Yeah,
so I apologize again. So we're going to join my interview with Mike Cusimano, old friend from Prowler and Angry Drunk Man back in the day, with his new project, Ministry of Hate, with Scott LePage, Ron Lipinski, who plays with Overkill and Hades, a bunch of bands, and MJ Malinsky, who is also in Prowler and Angry Drunk Man and all that. Old school Bergen County metal.
Dude?
Yeah, it looks like my Skype.
I'm in my desk phone here. Like, I'm in my office where I work.
Yeah, I figured Skype dropped
it. I have issues with the phone, so I think it's time for a new system. I got a Panasonic on. It's good for years, but so, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. My point was, is, you know, you'd have to go in the middle of the night because we couldn't afford, you'd get like a live two-track, you know, like, you know, to just bang out in the middle of the night, because that was the only time you could afford the rates to get into a studio.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't that unlucky. I mean, this place, when we did Grand Slam, that was, that was the only 24 track that we ever really worked at. And, you know, we had 24 tracks there. The most of the other stuff was done 8-track and a lot of bouncing.
Yeah.
And passing in the tracks. That's where we lost a lot of fidelity and stuff. But, you know, it is what it is.
It was the best we could get.
I'd love to go back and do it again. But, you know, that is the closest we could do right now. Is, you know, I surprised Mike one night, and he came down, and I started thinking about doing Thrash and Bang, and I'm like, yeah, let's try, you know, do it in drop D. So I put drum loops behind it, and he came in, he loved it, and we did a gay duet on it. like I had kind of a natural harmony to his. I'm kind of lower in the mix than MJ is,
yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty much us two singing over the whole song. But that was good ears, man. That was a Prowler song, and it sounds like Prowler for a reason.
Well, I play it every now and again, like I said before. Sometimes, you know, because I have Scott on every now and again, so I'll whip out like the old Hades and Prophecy stuff. And I mean, you know who sent me Prowler was Buck from Closter. Brian Buckhart was the one that hooked me up with Prowler so I could play it on my show. So I have that Thrasher Bang, but I'm listening to it on the way down, and I'm like, man, this just sounds like, you know, so Prowler. But the other songs that really stand out to me, like I was saying, 912, we talked about that, but like Bagged and Painmaker, And Machine Gun Serenade, I really like. It's got a nice attack to it.
Serenade. And all the wretched souls are waiting to be.
that's when the NBA changed on Saturday. It was a different, a different feel. I think we kind of broached every, as far as slow, medium, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We to make them really funny is that we thought the songs were that good that we didn't, the songs that we had written and we were writing in the process, none of them got canned. So every one of them were put on the record. So, Mike approached me with that song. He's like, oh, this is a little bit slow in the beginning. And I loved it. I'm like, dude, this is great. He actually did, I did the real heavy guitars, but he actually did the guitars during the slow parts where Ron's like, boom.
Yeah.
I'm just doing I'm doing something in the background, but it's very, very, very low.
Well, Painmaker rips. Definitely.
Thanks, man. That's that. And my kid's on the beginning of that one.
Really?
Yeah. The little kid that's going, pain, go away.
How many kids you have now?
Because I keep saying, do you sing that at school? And my wife's like, you better not sing that. pain, go away, come again some other day.
How many kids do you have?
I only have one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he's my favorite.
Well, I've always been told I'm the number one son, but then again, I am the only son.
It's not,
How old is he?
That's where I got it from. Yeah, he's my favorite son.
How old is he now?
He's going to be 8 in September.
Wow.
So he did Painmaker about a year and a half ago.
Is he playing guitar yet?
He picks it up and bangs on it, and he puts Kiss makeup on now, just like I used to.
The cycle continues.
The cycle continues, yeah. He hasn't started blowing fire yet, but he hasn't seen me. My wife won't let him see me, too.
Well, pray to God he doesn't do that.
Hey, smart enough not to.
Yeah. We did a lot of, I remember quite a few, Everclear nights in the woods with setting various body parts on fire. I know. I wasn't with the brightest crowd myself all the time.
Yeah, I still have to get you that video when we played in Streets with Hades.
I would die to see that. Streets was one of my favorite places to go.
Stage.
Yep.
And you had to, what did you used to call, I think? You flip your shirt over your shoulder.
The fly.
The
fly. Wow, I can't believe you invoked the fly in this interview. That is so awesome. There are pictures around. They're hard to find, but there are.
A couple of years ago, I bought a VHS to DVD converter,
Oh, rip that for me, man.
Yeah, because all my old Prowler stuff was getting bad, I mean, you put it in the thing, it was...
Yeah.
You get the metallic stuff wears off and then the picture quality goes down.
Oh, yeah, it loses
They're ripping the DVD. I'll have to find that.
Yeah, dude, please, by all means, I would love to see that. I'm actually...
I can just put it in, in Premiere. I'll just cut that sequence out.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know when Alan gets back from Europe and stuff, we're talking about sometime at the end of the summer, I'm going to hopefully have him down. I'd like to have Kevin down. I want to have a cover song jam with all you guys. I'd say you and Mike are more than welcome to come down.
I would definitely do that, man.
Do all the songs that I think bands should have always done that, we love, Total Eclipse from Iron Maiden and, really fun stuff that people don't normally do. Like, you guys used to pretty much do with Angry Drunk Men,
we couldn't do Total Eclipse.
Well, Alan could sing it, and I could,
Angry Drunk Men was more of AC/DC.
Yeah. And
your Judas Priest stuff.
But, I want to switch it all up. I want to play drums with you guys that I've grown up with. And, hey, dude, in a heartbeat, I would absolutely love to do, Kicked in the Teeth Again there's so much stuff off Power Age. That's my favorite AC/DC record. I would love to jam.
That's great.
I figure between the conversation and the music we play, it would be so much fun. So if you guys want in on that, that'll be another episode of my new show. I think it'd be a lot of fun for everybody.
Cool, dude.
Yeah. Now, I guess you guys aren't going to play this live, or are you going to bring somebody else in and play it live?
I got to tell you, man. We're kind of at a stalemate right now with Mike.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in his camp as far as the point of, you know, let's rehearse this really good before we go out and do it. But there's two things. Some of this stuff would take a lot of rehearsal for us to get ready.
Yeah.
Since Mike and I are doing all the vocals. And, we need another guitar player if Scott can't make it up here. I mean, if it was a big show, enough show that, we could afford to fly him in or something, you know, I'd definitely do it. But.
Well, he comes up eventually, you know, every so often.
If he was going to come up, you know, it'd be a good time to, you know, for one, get a bunch of photographs, man, because, you know, trying to do this stuff and not have everybody in the same state is, you know, the only thing the recording was easy. It's just the, promotional and pictures and stuff like that and kind of video. I had a guy that would have done Rise to the Bottom.
American dream started off scene.
he's a film, like he does short films.
Yeah.
But I don't have Scott here, and I can't afford to give him $400 to have him fly up here, man. You know, MJ and I are kind of leaked out on the money from the record. You know, we're
still supporting. Well, I'll tell you what. I know a guy that could do photo shoots, and I know a guy that could probably do a video too for you. I got the place to do it and everything. So if he comes up and you guys want to try and nail something down, let me know.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna be into that.
I got,
and you know, as far as us, you know, we've also bantered around the idea of possibly on the next record getting a singer.
Oh, okay.
So that hasn't been ruled out either.
So you're planning on doing another record with this project?
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know, Mike and I have already, you know, I have a couple songs, and so does he. It sounds pretty good, man.
All right. Well, I mean, I like the record a lot. You guys sound great. You know,
I'd love to get something together, man. We can say, you know, we're okay. We jam once in a while, and we can go out and play a few shows. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I'm sure we'll keep in touch about all that. But definitely, dude, I think if I get Alan and, like, say, Kevin, and, you know, maybe get Mike, Christy, get all of us that are all friends, we've all been playing since childhood, to just have a lot of fun, good conversation, and just play some really fun stuff. And I think that would be a good show.
Yeah, I would love it.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your Friday night. I appreciate you taking some time to talk to me. It's your turn, because Scott's talked to me about 8 times on my show. So I figured
out. Funny, right before you called, Scott sent me a text. He said I had sent him some stuff, some promotional stuff that he has to sign. He's like, oh, I just got it. I'm like, listen, I'm going to be on with Trulio in a few minutes. And, like, you know, I can't talk.
Yeah, he said he has to play tonight. I guess he's doing a
gig. Yeah, he's got a gig with
Judas Rising. Yeah.
That's those guys. Have you seen them?
No, I mean just the YouTube video.
Yeah, the YouTube stuff. That singer is really good, man.
They're all really good. I mean, well, you know Scott.
Yeah.
he's going to do good stuff, and he's going to play with good people.
Shem's my man.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know. We all go back a long time. It's kind of scary how far back we go now, isn't it?
Yeah. More and more and more. Older and older and older.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for sending me the disc. I want to thank you for putting my name on it. And I'm definitely going to bang this out at around 11 o'clock. I'm going to do like a pretty much classic metal show tonight, I've decided. Cool. I was just downloading Nasty Savage songs so I could play them. Remember that name?
Yeah, I remember that.
So I'm going to be playing all kinds of crazy stuff tonight. But I figure about 11 o'clock I'll get into our conversation and I'll mix some music in. Hopefully it'll be all nice.
Excellent, dude. Can't wait to hear it.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. And
keep me in the loop about the. Are you gonna be? Isn't Hades playing next month before they go away? Dingbats?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Just Alan, because I know Ronnie's doing the show with them out.
If they're doing a warm up gig before he goes,
I think so.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Hey, I guess I'll see you there then.
Yeah, you know
I was talking about it.
I'll always come back, you know, to see Alan sing. I've been loving watching him sing since I was 16 years old.
All right. All right, bro. I'll talk to you soon then, man.
Yeah, man. You have a good weekend.
You too, bye bye.
Take care. We'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I want to apologize to Mike once again and thank him for taking the time to talk to me tonight. It's just a shame that I lost half of that great interview. Of course, some of the media's parts I lost to Cyberworld. Never to be heard again, but at least I got to play a bunch of the new record from Ministry of Hate project that Scott LePage of Freeze Tag Assassins and Hades and Mike Cusimano from Angry Drunk Man, Prowler of the Old Days, and a couple other bands. I think he said it was DMZ, his cover band now that he goes out with occasionally, and a classic rock band, but the name eludes me. But if you go look at the Ministry of Hate Facebook page, you can find all that information. Great guys, great musicians, a lot of history there, as you could tell by the conversation, what was left of it. And I hope you enjoyed as much of it as I had. And, of course, now you know I'm going to play Freeze Tag Assassins, the other project that Scott is doing remotely from Texas as well. He's out tonight playing with Judas Rising, fantastic Judas Priest cover band he does, which you can see those clips on YouTube, and very, 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 very good Judas Priest band live. Very good. So here's Death of a Scapegoat from Freeze Tag Assassins. You can find them all over the place online at all the popular music sharing sites. We'll have them, as well as Facebook, and what's that, Reverb Nation, I guess, is the big one that everybody's using now. So yeah, check them out there. I'm going to go back downstairs to the living room, enjoy my bean, and yeah, I'll be back momentarily to talk some more here on my show. I'm Undercover Steve, Pocono Internet Broadcast Company, downtown Stroudsburg, high above Main Street and second floor, next to the Sherman Theater. Thank you.